Just a few seconds ago, I had a very interesting aha moment. It relates to painting, but I think it can relate to many of the things like principles do. So I discovered an artist as I was sidetracked from doing some of my web design work on YouTube, and saw an artist doing a painting, an oil painting. And it looked fascinating. Clicked on him. Ends up, he has dozens and dozens of videos on a specific system of learning oil painting. And he also has an oil painting line of oil paints that they make. And he's been around quite a while. A figurative painter, a realist. But I was intrigued by his approach and was diving into it. And then I saw that his canvases were this somewhat neutral brown, mid-brown. And then I looked further at another video where he talked about toning the white canvas. And I look at that color and I'm like, you know, you have a response to colors and, you know, you look at it and sometimes a feeling, an immediate feeling often, you're like, oh, I don't know. It might be neutral, but often color, you're not neutral. You're like, ah, I like that. Or like, I don't like that. I was painting a room the other day and it was pretty near black. Blacks and dark grays are very popular this year, more than I've ever seen in many years. And I can like them, but this one, I'm like, I'm just not feeling it. But the painting of that toning of that brown, I'm like, I really feel kind of yucky in looking at that. But my aha moment just now was, what if the idea of having the toned canvas, the desire to rid it, to remove that tone by applying some colors. Let's say I am painting a landscape scene. Like last week, I went out to those new trails in the Northwest. It's becoming very beautiful in the spring. And if I'm painting as opposed, you know, painting, adding the colors, adding the deep green and adding some lighter tones, such as white, if I'm going to use white, but lighter tones, it would be to remove that color versus the white canvas, the idea of the blank paper, getting nervous about covering the blank paper. So the way on the white canvas is, oh, I don't know if I want to put it on there. It's kind of a lovely white versus, oh, that color, that brown is, I'm not feeling that so much. I want to remove that, fill up the canvas. So then I'm choosing to add a white form. Because painting, the essence of it really is, at a higher strategy, is the interplay of form on your picture field. You know, you have a square or a rectangle. You're working with that two dimensions for what you're trying to convey. And white can and is, whether one likes it or not, part of the form. So if I leave it, it has an impact on everything else. So if I'm consciously creating it, and then I have the sense of covering and having thought of the whole composition more clearly initially, I think this is really interesting. I'm definitely going to experiment with it. There's an upcoming presentation at the University of Washington by a behavioral economist and a psychologist about structuring things around decision-making to improve or guide choices versus the classic idea of willpower, of toughing it out. That sounds interesting. And putting together systems like this and narrowing the options systematically in art, you know, sometimes I just like, ah, there's so many choices here. What style? How do I start? So narrowing it down and just starting. So, and going down the road for a bit. And I don't know, it's strange. I'm thinking, you know, well, if I do that, I can't do something different. It's an emotional response. And that seems silly when I think about it now, but it's profoundly there as part of some of the things I'm doing. So, but it's not true. So I have to explore that some more. But so one thing I do know in this painting process, I'm going to get that tone. He actually sells a tube of the toning. And I'm going to take his five-color system. He says you can mix all colors out of five colors. I watched him do it. Very interesting. And it's oriented towards more realism, but he was able to mix bright colors, other colors. So once you understand the rules of something, then you can begin to manipulate them, adjust them, and some people say break them. I think it's more of a evolve off them and you know, create a little something new, understanding a system. So you know what you're doing generally, and you know what you're not wanting to do generally. But then you're surprised. But if you start willy-nilly with nothing, it's really overwhelming, and you really don't see a lot. Same in music. If I'm writing a song on my guitar, I know chord structure, basically. I know that the C major has an E minor in it, and that it's the third note away, and that I can do this or that, or what a popular song is that I really like, that it's as a C major with an F thrown in there, a hammer on, they call it. That's really commonly used in pop, indie and country and other versions. So, and what a blues scale is. So I really am intrigued by principle at a higher level, and that informs a strategy, which is at a higher level. And then do it. Just do it. Just do it. That is where I've lacked. But I've done some. Just do it. I've applied it to things, and you start to internalize it and discovered about, like, dancing and listening to the music more so even yesterday when I went and listened to the live drums. By paying attention, I'm hearing new scents and the relationship to movement. Only by doing, somebody could say that, but by doing it, especially physical things, painting is a physical, emotional process. So I'm going to do that. And business is the process. So part of the process is this, and recording, you know, I don't know, a few people listen to this, that's cool, but I'm learning some amazing things, and we'll step it up.